Welcome to another installment of the Status Quo Podcast with your host, Israel Figueroa Jr. Now, on today's podcast episode, I kind of want to take the time to speak about how, as a man, you're, and I'm going to say this from my personal experience, but a lack of understanding of the challenges that the woman in your life face on a day-to-day basis can impact their life. So this is a topic that has stemmed from, you know, some thoughts and some discoveries that I've been having within the last couple years of my life. And a lot of those discoveries came from conversations with, you know, mother, sister, friends that I've encountered through these past couple years, just through different conversational points where I get to hear their emotions, their traumas, their experiences, just overall an insight into their life, and moments in their life and experiences in their life, but from the perspective of a woman, which is, you know, as a man, something that I would not be able to fully understand or relate to, just because, you know, biologically we're different, and that means that we're going to experience different things, because that is kind of how this life is. You experience things differently just from your gender, because this world is created in a way where your gender kind of predetermine some things that you naturally are going to be exposed to. So that's kind of what I want to talk about today. Just, you know, some insights and, you know, some questions that I want to leave for the men that are listening to this, or that I hopefully are listening to this, and that maybe, you know, there's a woman that gets exposed to my podcast and or to these episodes, and they want to share this to the men in their life, because I do feel like it's very powerful and influential for myself as a man to be speaking on these topics, kind of saying, hey, men, we need to care about this. This is something that you should be aware of. So I'll start. And, you know, the biggest point that I kind of want to emphasize or I want to say is, as a man, we take so much for privilege. For granted, I would say we have so much privilege in this world, just because what our gender can afford us. And you don't really realize it as a man, because your day-to-day life is constructed in a way where it's set up for you. It's accessible for you as a man, and you don't really notice, because you're never on the other side as a woman, where you see, oh, that shelf is usually built at that height because that's the average height of a man instead of a woman. And I know some of y'all are going to be like, well, that's not the end of the world. And it's not, you know, the average counter height is around 5'7", 5'8", which is the average height of a man. And that's not the average height of a woman. So, yeah, things are built for men generally. But you could say that's not the end of the world, and it's not, but we also have to, you know, take a step back and also look at other things that are catered or, you know, built or, I guess, constructed to the appeal of men. We can just take a look at, you know, just household norms. I come from a background where household norms are very prominent. My dad was, you could say, the breadwinner, where he would be the main one, bringing in the influx of, you know, disposable income into the house. While my mom was the caretaker, the caregiver at home, where she would focus her daily efforts on taking care of the house, taking care of the kids, making sure food was cooked and, you know, things were clean, so on and so forth. And while generally many people would say, you know, well, it's just biological, that's what, you know, man and woman were programmed to do, and to an extent, yes, I can see where that rhetoric can kind of be appealing to some people, but it's gotten to a point in today's society, in, you know, 2024, where men, at least on men of, you know, my age or predominantly on social media, the message that is conveyed to other men and other, you know, people just in general is, you know, that's what women should always be, you know, basically held to, or you know, capped at, is you're a caretaker, and that's kind of what you were always meant to be. And you know, that's that could be nothing further from the truth. But as an individual, where I've, you know, I come from this background, I've listened to my mom explain how that mentality that a man can, you know, have, and you know, with that mentality, you act in a certain way, you talk a certain way, and you know, you treat your woman or the woman in your life a certain way because you see them in this very limited role. And you don't see, you also don't appreciate their role to the extent that it needs to be appreciated, because as a caretaker, as a, you know, someone that gives care to children who basically owns their upbringing, that's a very daunting task. And you know, I just don't think we as men relate to the true experiences of a woman. Giving birth is the hardest thing you can do, probably the most painful thing you can do in this world. It is proven scientifically that it is 99 more times more painful than anything a man will experience in terms of like medical induced trauma. So a man can be kicked in his groin, giving birth is 1,000 times more painful. So and I say this example because, you know, as men, when we get kicked in the groin, or you know, in the crotch area, that's usually the worst pain you feel. You feel kind of like an empty numbness, and it doesn't feel good. But to know that, you know, women have to endure this pain, and not that, and when I say this pain, I say the pain of giving birth, which is a million times worse than being kicked in the groin, to push out a child. And you know, having a child is a beautiful thing, but it's a difficult thing, and majority of those responsibilities and, you know, of what's required for a woman is, you know, to take care of these kids, to upbring in. And men just see it, or I would say some men just see it as a given, or as a, you know, expectation. But until you're in those shoes, and I know there's single fathers out there that might have had to upbring their kid by themselves, and you know, you have more appreciation for taking care of a child and, you know, raising them, because you know how difficult it is to do that alone. And you know, regardless if a woman with a man in a relationship can qualify as being alone, but if the man has that mentality of where it's just kind of the norm, it's already accepted, they don't really want to understand the woman's point of view or help them understand the situation that they're in, it's basically like being alone, because your partner is not understanding the trauma, the difficulty of this, of the position you're in, and they're not there to give assistance or, you know, be able to relate or, you know, provide some kind of comfort for the woman in the situation. And you know, when I heard this from my mom, it just kind of tore me to bits in a way, because I used to be like that. My dad would always tell my mom, well, you know, I pay the stuff around this house, and you know, we're in a position where we're all thankful for that. You know, my dad did work his butt off, and he's a super hard worker, but that's not enough to, you know, kind of dismiss the other gaps in what being a man and being a loving and wonderful husband is, you know, especially nowadays where women are more than capable of earning their own income, being a sustainable partner. It's also more than just, you know, being the main one with majority of the income and for the household. Is, can you also be understanding? Can you be, you know, can you be caring of the person that you're alongside with? And you know, hearing my mom, the difficulties that she had with my father and them not, and him not doing that for her, and her having emotional damage that has been with her for long periods of time where, you know, she's unhappy, but she stays together for us, for the kids, you know, all this kind of, sort of stuff. It's really impactful because as men, we hold that power to make women's lives even easier and, you know, give them the care and the power that they so desperately deserve. Not even desperately. So they deserve it. It's kind of insulting that they don't have it yet. But that's the challenge that I want to bring on to the men that are hopefully listening into this is, how are you empowering the woman in your life? You know, are you listening to your mother when she's talking about the things that hurt her or the things that, you know, she has frustrations with or the things that trouble her in her day-to-day life? You know, how are you empowering your wife, your fiance, your girlfriend, even your sister, your a friend, a girl that's just a friend, you know, a cousin? How are you empowering these women? Because they are the glue of this world. This world does not, you know, revolve around, doesn't stop. This world doesn't keep going with that woman is what I want to say. And men are aware of this, but it's just not a conscious thought that they refer back to or that they have in their mind when they're, you know, approaching women every day, when they're treating women, when they're talking about women. This reverence or respect is not given to them. And it's our due diligence to give this to them, because without our mom, we wouldn't be here. You know, most of us that grew up with the mom, well, first of all, you were born from your mom. So if she didn't go through all that 9 months of pregnancy, didn't go into labor, or, you know, had a C-section, whatever the case might be, you wouldn't be here in the first place. And for a majority of men, you were at least raised by your mother. More men are raised with their mother than without. So why can't you afford the woman in your life that same respect? Because you came from the beautiful gift of a woman. So there's just some kind of thoughts that I want to pose on to the men that might be listening to this. You know, I have a guest on, I'm going to have a guest on one of these shows. And, you know, from a woman's perspective, is men don't ask these questions. Men don't care about, you know, the challenges we have. Men don't really aren't in tune when I'm talking to them about, hey, my day at work, or, you know, my day was bad because of this and this, or this interaction with the man, or these interactions on, you know, over the past year with men can be categorized as this. Men don't listen. They don't care because it doesn't directly affect them, per se. It doesn't affect their day-to-day, their interactions with other men. And that's sad, because these women usually are the women that hold us down, or the women that give us the ability to, you know, be powerful humans and to be, you know, super achieving of all these things, but we don't recognize their struggles and we don't do our best to empower them. And that's where we're lacking, and that's where the gap needs to be filled. So just some thoughts and, you know, some rambling, but I think it's important to have these, you know, honest conversations with ourselves. Is, you know, are we doing what we can for the woman in our lives? And are we understanding about, you know, their emotions and the situations that they're in, and, you know, what challenges they might be facing on the day-to-day basis? Are we truly asking those questions, and do we truly care enough to do something once we do hear their concerns and, you know, and their cries? So that'll be it. This has been another installment of the Status Quo podcast with Israel Figueroa, where, you know, I'm just a man that cares about women, and, you know, I've been impacted by the woman in my life. So I want to bring attention and, you know, conversations to people that need to hear them, people that can share them to the people that need to hear them, a place where we can get men to be more aware and also able to take more actions towards the dilemma. So until then, y'all be blessed, and remember, what you put in this world is exactly what you will get out of it. Until then, I'll see you later. Bye.